This is the Sonic Weenie Podcast Network. What's a Sonic Weenie? Exactly.
Oh, Sonic Weenie. You're sticking out of my bikini. Every time I watch, I dream of Jamie.
Hey, Cheeks.
What?
Say, what time is it?
What time is it, Robert?
It's Sonic Weenie time. That's what time it is. Robert, are you going to stick with this theme? Sonic Weenie is sticking out of my bikini? Come on, man.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it just doesn't have the panache.
It has no panache.
No, it has no panache.
Yeah, you don't even know what the hell panache means.
I most certainly do know what it means.
Oh, yeah? What does it mean?
Panache.
Come on, Big Shot. What does it mean?
Well, panache is a noun that means a grand or flamboyant manner. And there's nothing flamboyant about your weenie sticking out your bikini. That's all I've got to say.
I would say it was a little flamboyant. Your weenie is sticking out your bikini.
It's not flamboyant.
Flamboyant is also a city in India.
See?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I don't give a shit about a city in India. I'm talking about our podcast here panacheless.
It's panache.
Yes, it has no dignity.
It has no dignity.
Absolutely not.
Well,
jeez.
What do you suggest we do then?
Yeah, Big Shot. Well, how are you going to add some dignity or panache to our podcast?
Well, I would start with our theme song.
Our theme song?
Yes, with the theme song. You know, Sonic Weenie is sticking out of my bikini. I would definitely soften that up a little bit, maybe class it up a little bit.
Yeah, class it up a little bit.
Yes, I would. Yeah,
what would you say? How is that Sonic Weenie interacting with your bikini?
Cheeks. Yeah, go ahead and soften that up.
All right, well, instead of sticking out my bikini, you could say, you know, protruding.
Protruding.
Yes, protruding from my bikini. Bikini still rhymes with weenie.
Yeah.
However, it's not just, you know, it's not sticking out. It's protruding. It's a little classy.
A little protruding.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you may have a point there. Maybe I should call Enos and
please do.
See if you can soften it up a little bit and perhaps add some more instrumentation, because he recorded this version in a hurry for us.
I don't think it would hurt, so give them a call.
Are they working at the Jiffy Lube now, Robert?
No, I think Jiffy Lube is out for a few weeks. They're performing at the Palace.
The Palace?
Yeah.
What, in the showroom?
No, the men's room.
the men's room, yes.
Well, it's the world's largest men's room at the Caesar's Palace.
Of course.
That's not too shabby.
No, you'll never see Taylor Swift performing there.
No, you won't.
No, she wouldn't play.
No.
World's largest men's room.
Curly, hand me that piece of paper there.
Which one?
Yeah, that one right there.
Right here. All right, here you go.
Got Enos's number there.
All right. Hope he's home.
Where else would he be?
Could be rehearsing.
Well, they could be rehearsing.
Rehearsing? What good would that do?
Exactly.
Yeah, but they've been at it for a long time.
Shake a loose and let it fall.
It's a new answering.
Come on over, little lady.
That's nice.
You and Enos will have a ball.
Hello there,
little
darling. This here is Enos the Penis. I am temporarily indisposed, but if you leave your number, name, and measurements, I will get back to you as soon as it is humanly possible. Thank you for calling, and don't ever shave.
Yeah. Pick up, Enos. It's Robert. Come on.
Maybe he's got a visitor, man.
Yeah, that's not very likely.
No. Come on, Enos. Pick it up. It's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing great. How's it going with you, my friend?
Oh, my friend, I tell you, it's going, but, you know.
But?
Been waiting for that big break, and...
The big break.
It's just not coming, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can't give up, Enos. You really can't.
Well,
you know, we keep trying, but we're back over at the palace.
Yeah, I know.
In the world's largest man's room, but not getting a lot of tips.
What do you mean, you're not getting paid for playing there?
No, we just play for tips, you know, and as the gentlemen get done relieving themselves, mostly they tip the guy that, puts cologne on them and gives them a towel,
right?
Shines their shoes, and then by the time they come around to us...
They're out of change, huh?
Yeah, but we're getting the exposure, you know what I mean? We're getting the exposure from Caesar's Palace. We can put that on our resume.
You can.
That we played... The palace.
Nobody can take that away from you.
And who would want to, you know?
Hey, is that Curly Fry taking a shot at us?
No, he wouldn't do that.
Well, he was taking a shot, man. He said, who would want to take that away from us that we played at the world's largest men's
room? He was taking a shot at you there, Enos.
Shut the hell up, Cheeks. I was not taking a shot.
Yes,
I was just merely acknowledging the fact that nobody can take that away from you.
Bullshit, man. You took a shot at
No,
right.
I
you
didn't.
Did. I heard it.
Yeah,
no, I
he was. Not.
Guys, knock it off, will you? Enos, he didn't mean it. He was just out of his mind.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
I know. Hey, Mr. Cheeks, is that you?
Yeah, that's me, Enos.
How you doing, little buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing fine. Waiting for the big break.
Oh, you'll get it.
You did it again, man.
Come on.
You took another shot.
No, yeah, he did. He took another shot there at you, Enos.
Cheeks.
Yeah.
He's nothing but a nasty old prick.
What?
That's all he is.
You're talking about yourself. You're an old prick.
Yeah, see, he called you an old prick again.
Cheeks. Come on, guys. Knock it off. Enos.
What?
Listen, do you ever get any ladies leaving their number and their measurements
that
you ask for on your machine?
Well, it happens occasionally.
It happens, huh?
One lady came around. She was a little girthy.
She was a little big around the middle, huh?
Oh, no, Mr. Chief.
No?
She was really nice. Her name was Little Girthy. But she was really nice.
She was nice, huh?
Oh, yeah, she was nice.
So what happened to Little Girthy, huh?
Well, she had to go back to prison.
To prison?
Yeah, she escaped from prison, and she needed a place to stay, and so she came over, and little did I know, I was harboring a fugitive.
So was it fun while it lasted?
Oh, yeah, man. She was horny as hell. She'd been behind bars about 5-6 years, and, you know, she was looking for a little poon tag, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Little girthy, huh?
Yeah, a little girthy, but she had a lot of muscles, man.
Big muscles.
Oh, yeah. She was working out every day, so she had all these big old muscles.
So are you still corresponding with her?
Oh, yeah, man.
You are?
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll go over and we have a little conjugal visitation.
Yeah, listen to you, you dirty old dog.
Well, they don't call me Enos the Penis for nothing.
Yeah.
Listen, Enos, the reason I called you was about our new theme song.
Oh, come on, man. Don't tell me you hate it.
We don't hate it.
No.
You don't hate it.
No, we don't hate it. But
well, then what is it?
Well, it's just a couple of words that we'd like to change.
Uh-huh.
And if you could also add a little more instrumentation.
Yeah.
And
and punch it up a little bit.
Yeah, punch it up.
Yeah, just punch it up a little bit, you know, in your own style.
Well, I think I can do that. Now, what words... do you want to change?
Well, you know, some people are having a hard time accepting the fact that you're saying Sonic Weenie is sticking out of my bikini.
Yeah.
Well, but you gave me those words, man.
Yes, I gave you those words.
All right, so what do you want to change? What do you want to change?
Well, how about if you said... It's protruding out of my bikini.
Protruding.
Instead of sticking out of my bikini. They think sticking out is a little too suggestive.
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
And protruding would be a little softer.
I agree. Protruding is a bit softer, but then who the hell would want their sonic weenie to be a softer?
Certainly not little Girthy.
you know her, huh, Mr. Cheeks?
Yes.
You know little Girthy.
Yeah,
who doesn't know her?
There you go again, man. Stop taking shots at me.
Yeah, stop being a baby.
I'll call little Girthy and she's going to come down and kick your ass.
Yes, as soon as she's out on parole, have her come on down.
Shut up, Curly. Shut up. I'm going to kick your ass. Please, knock
I'll
it off. Listen, Enos, some people are also upset that we're mentioning I Dream of Jeannie when the sonic weenie is sticking out of the bikini.
Yeah.
And so can you take I Dream of Jeannie out and sort of make it a little more seasonal?
More seasonal.
Well, you know, Halloween is coming. Maybe work in the word Halloween somehow.
No.
Okay?
All right, I will work in the word Halloween.
Good.
And also, instead of sticking out, it is protruding.
Exactly.
No, I got it, man.
All right, buddy.
Okay, I'm going to go wake up the boys right now, and then we'll just cut it real fast.
Okay.
And I'll email it to you right away.
Let me know when you send it.
I'll call you as soon as I email it to you, all right?
All right, Enos. I appreciate it, my friend. And we'll talk in a little while, okay?
You got it, buddy. Bye.
Bye, Enos.
So long, Mr. Cheeks.
So long, Enos.
Oh, and Curly?
Yeah, what do you want?
Go fuck yourself.
You go fuck yourself, man.
Too late, Curly.
Too late?
Yeah, you're too late. He got the last word in.
I don't care.
He hung up, and by the time you answered him, it was all over.
Yes, it was all over. He hung up just before you said anything. So
that's right.
He got the last word in.
Yeah, he did.
I don't care.
I like old Enos.
You like old Enos?
I do. He's
got a good heart.
You know, fun-loving guy. He doesn't let anything get him down, even though he's been struggling for many, many years.
He sure has.
And he likes to open his door to prisoners.
Little Girthy, huh?
Little Girthy.
Right.
Little Girthy. I wonder what she looked like.
Well, he said she was muscular.
Yeah.
Had been working out in the yard with the rest of the prisoners, but
yeah, she has.
I'm glad that they were able to connect like that.
Well, they're still connecting behind bars.
So, Robert, how goes the change to the new domain name, Sonic Weenie?
Yeah.
Well, so far, so good. We've been releasing little bits and pieces of information on both the domains, Angry Old Man Podcast and Sonic Weenie.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that everybody's getting the message that we are going through this change.
So far.
And so I think so far we have a good number of our old friends listening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if from both places or not, but they've been emailing and letting us know that the message is coming out.
You've heard from our friend Cy Wevzo down under in Australia, right, Robert?
Yes, we received an email from Cy. He said, "Hi, guys. I'm currently listening. Your update, Sonic Weenie Podcast.
Yo.
Received all good.
Good.
Cy Wevzo. So we are so happy that you're still with us, Cy.
What about Marsha Palazzi?
Yeah.
Well, we have not heard from Marsha Palazzi, birthday girl, but I don't know if she's still with us. So if she is still with us, we'd like to hear from her as well.
Yeah.
Yes, please, Marsha, let us know if you're still listening.
Right.
You received that email from our buddy Stu, didn't you, Robert?
You are correct. Stu says, "Hello, hope all is well with you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, I received the episode on Pocket Casts."
Uh-huh.
"As usual, all the best, Stu, a.k.a. Choo-choo stew.
Yeah.
Yes, our old buddy Choo-choo Stew.
From London. He is a train engineer driving trains throughout London.
Yes, unlike you, who just drives people crazy.
Come on. Cheeks, please.
We also heard from our buddy Nicholas Haskins up in upstate New York, correct, Robert?
Yes, that is correct. We received an email from Nicholas.
Oh, God.
He said, I am ready to purchase www.curlycangofuckhimself.com at a moment's notice.
That is so crass. I swear.
He said, no matter the name, I'll never stop listening.
Oh, goody.
See how nice he is.
Yeah, nice.
Yes.
He is a USDA choice prick.
Curly is not.
You know, Curly, not everybody is a prick.
Says you.
Because somehow you're entangled with everyone. So what's the common denominator?
Well, what is it?
You.
Me?
You are the prick.
I am not a prick.
You're just going to have to change your attitude a little bit towards these wonderful people that we have listening.
But they're all picking on me, man. They're all telling me to go F myself and do this and do that.
You'll just have to change your attitude and, you know, be nice. Treat them nice.
Treat them
nice. Otherwise, they wouldn't be calling you what they're calling you.
But
speaking of calling, you don't think that's Enos already, do you?
Not that prick from Vegas again.
So much for changing your attitude.
I just can't win.
Hello.
Hey, Robert. It's me, Enos.
Hey, Enos. What's going on, man?
Well, we whipped it out.
You whipped it out?
That's right.
What do you mean you whipped it out?
Your theme song, man.
Oh, the theme song.
That's right. We whipped out your theme song.
Well, that's good.
As soon as I hung up with you, we went into the studio.
What are you talking about? You don't have a studio there.
The bathroom.
Ah, yes.
The bathroom, because the acoustics are the best in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
We knocked off a version for you. Did you get it yet?
No, I didn't.
Well, check your email.
Oh, okay. Let me hang on 1 second here.
All right.
Let me log on and check my email.
It's got to be there already, man.
No.
What the hell are you doing, writing a book?
No, my password is very long.
Man, that's some long-ass password.
Yep.
How do you remember it?
It's the lyrics from my favorite song.
Your favorite song?
That's right. Star Spangled Banner.
Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, crap. Now I gotta change it again. Jeez.
That's the fifth song this week.
You put the lyrics of a whole damn song as your password.
Doesn't everyone?
Man, that's crazy.
It's not crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. It's right here. Let me download it.
All right. don't start that shit again, man. I don't have all day. We gotta go play.
I gotta put in the new password now.
Put it in later. Forget about it. Just get the damn song. Let's get this thing done.
All right.
What's your new password now, Robert?
Hotel California.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Just listen to the song. That's all I want.
Okay, I'll change my password later.
Fine. Just play the fucking song already, okay?
Okay, here's the song, and we'll take a listen to it now. Oh, Sonic Linguini.
What?
Protruding from our
jeez.
Just in time.
I like the harmonies.
Me too.
Halloween.
What's all the laughter?
Well, I like it, but...
But what, man? What the hell is... What do you mean, but?
Well, you changed the name of the show.
What do you mean I changed the name of the show?
You called it Sonic Linguini.
That's not the name?
No, man, that's not...
Then what the hell is the name of the new show?
Sonic Weenie.
And I changed it.
Yeah, you did. You said Sonic Linguini. It's supposed to be Sonic Weenie, not Sonic Linguini.
And you don't like Sonic Linguini.
What the hell is a Sonic Linguini?
Who the hell asked you, Curly Fries? You shut the fuck up. I'm talking to Robert.
Yeah, I don't give a shit who you're talking to. You gave us a wrong name.
I like Sonic Linguini.
You do not.
I do. I think it's funnier than Sonic Weenie.
Mr. Cheeks knows what's funny. See, he loves Sonic Linguini.
I do.
Yes, but I'm telling you, it is not Sonic Linguini. We have our domain name already picked out. We paid for it.
Yeah.
It's Sonic Weenie and not Sonic Linguini. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I can't redo it right now, man. We got to go down to Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
They're expecting us on stage in about half an hour, man.
But, Enos, you're playing in a men's room.
I know.
And you're playing for tips. You're not even getting an honorarium.
What aquarium, man? We're just playing for tips, man.
No.
And no damn aquarium is involved at all.
I didn't say aquarium.
You didn't say aquarium.
No, I said honorarium, which is the fee for performing.
Right. Well, we're not getting an aquarium or a fee. We're just getting tips. That's all.
Enos.
And I got to get the hell out of here before, I lose my mind.
Listen, Enos, why don't you just go ahead and go on down to Caesar's Palace. And when you get back, why don't you do it later on tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah.
We can wait until the next time.
See, there's a man with an understanding.
Well, I understand also. I'm sorry, Enos. I didn't mean to jump all over you. I appreciate your effort.
Yeah.
I do like the music.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I do like the harmonies. I love the harmonies.
Thank you.
And I like what you did with Halloweeny.
Halloweeny.
Yeah, that was good. So let's just change it back to Sonic Weenie instead of Sonic Linguini.
All right, man. It's going to be Sonic Weenie and with the Halloweeny.
Right.
So I'll take care of that tomorrow, and I'll send it back to you.
Good.
I'm not going to bother calling you because you're going to be changing the damn password for about 2 hours again.
Well, you know, that's one way of keeping your password safe.
Yeah.
As long as someone doesn't know what song is used as the password, you're pretty safe.
Absolutely, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. No, I won't talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to send you an email.
Good.
Along with the new corrected theme song.
Looking forward to it.
Talk to you later, my friend.
So long, Enos.
Don't ever shave.
Hey, don't call me Harry Cheeks for nothing.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, buddy.
I love Enos.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sonic Linguini.
Right.
It does have a good ring to it.
Yes, and it sounds very filling.
It does indeed, but
what?
We're going to have to close it off for now.
Oh, yeah.
Edna and Honey had gone down to Mrs. Chovy's.
Ann?
Yes, Ann.
Chovy. Yes.
And Mrs. Dean.
Sar. Dean.
They are in a bit of a dilemma.
Really?
Something major happened to them, and we'll have to tell you all about that on the next Sonic Weenie podcast.
We are very sorry that we can't share it with you, but it was something major. You would not believe what happened to them.
What happened?
So you're just going to have to listen to our next podcast.
I have to wait till the next Sonic podcast?
Yes.
Sonic Weenie podcast? No. Or a Sonic Weenie? I don't know. You decide.
I'm sorry, Cheeks, but you will have to wait like everyone else to find out what happened to Mrs. Dean and Mrs. Chovy.
But I want to know now.
No, you're going to have to wait.
Yes. Everyone will have to wait.
I don't want
to
wait.
But right now, here's our closing theme. If you have not checked in with us as yet,
do it.
SonicWeenie@gmail.com is our new email address. Send us an email and let us know that you're getting the podcast.
What's your new password?
The Twist.
The Twist?
Ah!
This is the Sonic Weenie Podcast Network. Don't let your Sonic Weenie protrude from your bikini.
Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.